May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5 says, "We who serve a copy and a shadow of the heavenly things, just as Moses was warned by God when he was about to erect the tabernacle, for see," he says, "that you make all things according to the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." That's a quote from Exodus chapter 25. And again in Exodus 25, verse 40, God speaking to Moses and said, "And see that you make them after the pattern which was shown you on the mountain." The passage in Hebrews talks about a pattern being shown Moses in the heavens. And here he talks about that was shown him on the mountains. In this mountain experience begins to give us a context in chapter 24 of Exodus. "Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel, and you shall worship at a distance. But Moses alone, however, shall come near to the Lord, but they shall not come near, nor shall the people come up with him.' Then Moses came and recounted to the people all the words of the Lord and all the ordinances, and all the people answered with one voice and said, 'All the words which the Lord has spoken we will do.' And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. Then he arose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain with 12 pillars for the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the sons of Israel, and they offered burnt offerings and sacrificed young bulls as peace offerings to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it on the basins, and the other half of the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people and said, 'All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient.' So Moses took the blood and sprinkled it on the people. Behold, the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you in accordance with all these words. And then Moses went up with Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and 70 of the elders of Israel. And they saw the Lord God of Israel, and under his feet there appeared to be a pavement of sapphire, as clear as the sky itself." This is very much like Revelation. And but they're in the throne room, the place that we're all invited up to in prayer. It's not just a super deluxe special invitation to a super deluxe model person. And they saw, and it says, "And yet he did not stretch out his hand against the nobles of the sons of Israel. They beheld God, and they ate and drank. And the Lord said to Moses, 'Come up to me on the mountain and remain there. And I'll give you the stone tablets which the Lord and the commandments with which I have written in the instructions.'" This is the same story just being retold about what actually happened when he went up there that we retold in the first part of this chapter. "So Moses went with Joshua's servant, and Moses went up to the mountain of the Lord. But to the elders he said, 'Wait here for us to return until we return to you. Behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. Whoever has a legal matter, let him approach them.' And then Moses went up to the mountain, and the cloud covered the mountain. And the glory of the Lord rested on Mount Sinai, and the Lord and the cloud covered it for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called to Moses from the midst of the cloud, and the eyes of the sons of Israel, the appearance of the glory of the Lord was like a consuming fire on the mountaintop. And Moses entered into the midst of the cloud as they went up to the mountain, and Moses was on the mountain for 40 days, and then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying." Those first few passages, it says, make sure you build the tabernacle according to the pattern that I showed you. According to the pattern that I showed you on the mountain. According to the pattern that I showed you on the mountain when you stepped into the glory of God and you stayed for 40 days in the midst of God's consuming fire. And I'm going to show you heaven's pattern, and I want you to model that on earth, reproduce that on earth. The scripture says that we are citizens of heaven. And the reality of heaven is the most real thing we'll ever encounter. Everything on the earth after the fall is not real. It has some reality to it, but it's tainted. It has a curse on it. It's not normal. We've said this before over the last few years. One of our problems is that we've embraced normal, abnormal as normal. We've gotten comfortable with the results of the fall. But Jesus said in John chapter 8 to the Pharisees, he said, "I'm from above, but you're from below." And the reason that Jesus could do all the things that he saw his Father doing in the heavens, And he can say all the things he heard the Father saying in heaven is because he said he lived an above life as a citizen of heaven. That's the abundant life Jesus has called us to live. And what he's called us to do is there's a heavenly pattern for every situation and for every circumstance in your life. There's a reality of what's true and what's normal in the kingdom of God. And what God's called us to do is to spend enough time, as Jesus did. If you mark the one thing Jesus spent most of his time doing, is in prayer. All night in prayer, you know, all the time he spent in prayer. He chose the disciples because he spent time in prayer and came down from that place and picked. You know why? He saw the Father's pattern. And it's so important for us, if we're going to walk in faith and not live in fear and confusion, that we've been given the mind of Christ. We've been given the capacity to see what Jesus sees and to think what Jesus thought. Christ is our life. And this passage in Colossians chapter 3 kind of tells us what God is looking for. You see, if you build something, there should be a schematic. There should be some plan, something written on a piece of paper. And then you follow the pattern. But if you don't follow the pattern, it's probably not going to work the way it looks like on the picture of the outside of the instructions. By following the pattern, it'll end up looking like that and functioning that way. Same thing's true to Christian life. We don't make it up as we go along. He's already established his will. It's in the heavens. He's already created his pattern about this situation, that situation, this circumstance, and that which is true or isn't true. And that's why he says in Colossians 3, since then you have been raised up with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God, and set your mind and affections on things above, and not on the things of the earth, for you've died, the person you used to be, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you'll be revealed with him in glory. In other words, our great priority in life, we're created to be seekers of God, Acts 17 says. As citizens of heaven, we're to seek the pattern. We're to seek the things above, set our affections on things above, not settle for anything less than the things above. He said, because the person who used to live the below life, like the Pharisee, died. Now your life is now hidden with Christ in God, and when Christ, who is your life, is revealed, in other words, when we learn the pattern, when we discern what's real in heaven, and we become heavenly minded, that's what it means to be have the mind of Christ, and we begin to decree in faith that which is real to be real on earth. We believe in our heart because we see it. We decree it and stand it in faith. We act like it is so when it isn't so in order for it to be so because we know it is so. He says it's so. As we do that, that which is real in heaven becomes real in our experience. And Christ, who's our life, is revealed. And we're revealed with him in glory. We get to walk in the glory of God. The Lord just really struck with me about things that we seek God about in my own life the other day. And when he showed me that verse in Hebrews, reminded me of that verse, he said, Chuck, get my pattern. What am I doing here? What is my will here? You know, when it says in Matthew that we've been given the keys of the kingdom, most people think the keys there has to do with authority, and it does have some. If you have the keys, you have authority, but the keys are about accessibility. We have access, and every one of us have the ability, because we've been given the mind of Christ and we're citizens of heaven, to seek him in prayer and learn how to discern his pattern for every situation. We have access, because he says, once you get access, and you'll discover there are all kinds of things in heaven that have already been bound and that have already been loosed. And those are the things you bind on earth and you loose on earth by faith. You with me? We'll do this again some more. Oh God, cause us to be heavenly minded. We've been seated in heavenly places, Lord. That's where our resting place is. Once we know your pattern, God, we can by faith rest that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. But Lord, how can we know your will in heaven if we don't seek those things which are above, and then set our affections on your pattern. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.